Media reports.
Vladimir Putin has vowed to find and to punish the terrorists, the Islamic State militants that were behind the bombing of that Russian passenger jet in Egypt. And mere hours after he made that promise, the Russian Air Force has revealed a dramatic escalation of its air operations in Syria, in scope, in size, and even in cooperation. Vladimir Putin has revealed that a French naval battle group led by an aircraft carrier is coming to Syria's coast. It'll be stationed next to a Russian naval battle group already there. And Vladimir Putin ordered officers aboard those ships to welcome the French as allies. We also know that the Russian president and French leader have talked on the phone about coordinating their respective air operations over Syria. But the Russian Air Force has also increased its airstrikes. We know that they have ordered 25 strategic bombers to join airstrikes against the Islamic State. They're also talking about increasing the tempo of Russian airstrikes in Syria. We know those strategic bombers are flying out of southern Russia into Syria, carrying out airstrikes there in parallel with the Russian jets already stationed there at the Khmeimi Air Base in Latakia. Perhaps we'll see more aircraft brought into Syria stationed there. I spent 6 weeks at the airbase. There's plenty of room, though it's really very busy. Alternatively, we might see the Syrian government asked to provide another airbase for Russian jets.
The importance of cooperation between Russia and the U.S. in the fight against ISIS was stressed during the Global Security Forum 2015, hosted by the CSIS in Washington. Among the speakers were Director of the Central Intelligence Agency John Brennan and former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger.
While Washington and Moscow have significant policy differences on how best to bring the bloodshed in Syria to a close, I have had several conversations with one of my Russian counterparts over the past several weeks about ways to strengthen U.S.-Russian counterterrorism cooperation, specifically on the ISIL threat.